So how does that feel, Dan? I mean, I don't think there's been too many four-game winning streaks since the Dogs came into existence. Is there a different feeling in the locker room?
Yeah, I mean, especially after a 3-3, being banged up and exhausted, it's definitely a different feeling that way. I know from when I played that feeling after that, it's much different when you're winning. But something we've been talking about a lot is I think we've been playing better hockey for the last even 3 or 4 weeks, and we weren't really getting bounces or weren't getting the scoring that we needed. But I talked to the guys quite a bit about, building that winning atmosphere and mentality. And sometimes to get that, you just have to continue with the process until you get those bounces.
Talk about, Dan, you mentioned people being banged up, especially for some of the guys maybe who are new to pro hockey. They get to this point of the season, we're almost at the dog days of the season. Do you talk to them at all about it being, a mental thing as well as a physical thing, trying to push through some of these, minor injuries?
Yeah, actually, I think it's mental much more than physical. We've been talking the last couple of weeks about the dog days of the season, dog days of winter. Unfortunately, and this is something I'm kind of telling them, is we don't have time for dog days. We don't have time for taking our foot off the gas pedal at all. So we have to find ways every day to make sure that we're bringing the right energy to the rink, especially when it comes to game days. That's super important, especially like it's going to be a battle for us down the stretch here the whole way.
Talk about some of the – you got Brad Barone back from the ECHL. Colin Murray came back. They've both been playing really well. And talk about Brad Barone. The last game before he went up, he had that shutout, the 1-0 overtime shutout where he just stoned the opponent. Let's talk about the way he's been playing and how much of a lift that's given the team.
Yeah, I mean, Brad's a true professional. He works so hard every day, and he's so mentally engaged every day. And obviously having that confidence back there is huge for the team to allow them to play. And then Murray coming back as well. He's been big. He's a vocal guy. Obviously his production is seen on the ice, but beyond that, he's a leader here, and like I said, very vocal, so that helps, especially with younger guys.
Eric Witzel, named Player of the Week, SPHL Player of the Week. Talk about the job. He had a heck of a week, 5 goals, 2 assists, and a +4 rating and 3 wins.
Yeah, Witzel's actually been great for us since he's been here for us. Again, another guy that I think was playing the right way the last 3-4 weeks and wasn't quite getting the bounces, just tons of scoring chances, and then sometimes when they start going, they come in numbers. So we gotta do what we can to keep him going that way. And I think again, it comes down to that process, just staying hard and doing all the little things right, and then when those bounces come, you gotta ride them.
We talk with Dan Bremner, coach of the Roanoke Rail Yard Dogs. A couple more questions. Number one, I know Bob McGinn is in town. He's actually the president. He's actually going to be here today. Have you run into him yet? Is he pleased with the way things are going?
Haven't seen him since he was here for the weekend when Jamie was here as well. I spoke with him last night. As far as pleased with things are going, we didn't really talk too much about our record or just a short conversation, but I'm sure we'll discuss it when I see him later.
You 2 home games this weekend. Talk about that because, opportunity to pile up some more wins, because after this you've got that long stretch on the road where you guys don't come home for, gosh, like 3 weeks.
Talk about that. Yeah, obviously home ice since I've been here has been huge for us. I think our record is pretty good. I don't know the numbers, but we've definitely been better on home ice. So these 2 games before we hit the road are huge. And like I said, every game going down the stretch here is absolutely huge for us. It's going to be a battle to find our way into playoffs, and we talk about that pretty regularly, how important each and every game is. So I think we're ready, but getting the right start here this weekend with those first two is huge.
Yeah, you've got 7 on a road after this, so are you going to do things to this to make those road trips as painless as possible, I guess?
I don't really know what there is that you can do. I was always somebody that embraced the road when I was a player. I liked being on the road because there's nothing but hockey. There's no distractions. You're there with your teammates, and you're there to do a job. So I hope that we bring that kind of workman mentality, that we're going there to get to work and find the results.